So, folks, you paying attention? Can the U.S. Women's World Cup soccer team make it back to the finals for the first time since their victory in 1999? The U.S. women advanced out of Group D in the first round, but now it's single elimination in the round of 16. If the U.S. beats their opponent, Colombia, they will face China in the quarterfinals. With us on the line is Allison McCann, journalist at 538. She's been covering the women's games for 538, even played with some of the women when she played professionally for the Boston Breakers back in the summer of 2011. Welcome, Allison.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me.
So can you be objective here if you played with the U.S. team in your professional heyday?
Well, I never played with the U.S. team, but did spend some time with a couple of players, and they were all much, much better, which is why they are in Canada and I'm here. But absolutely, I think they can definitely return to the final, and I think they can even win, but going to face a lot of good teams on the way, including Colombia today.
And there was a tie with Sweden, which means that there may be more to that story. But let's talk about their opponent, Colombia, right now.
Yeah, Colombia, I think, surpassed all expectations at the World Cup. They had a huge upset over France in their group, and this is the first time they've made it out of the group stage. So they're doing really well. They have a couple of really young, talented players, Lady Andrade, who's been scoring goals for them, and Yareli Rincon, who's been great in the midfield, very creative. But I think they still are a very inexperienced team, and I think that the U.S. just has so much depth and experience in these sort of knockout rounds that Colombia has never been in this position before. So I do think that the Americans are going to do very well tonight against them.
All right, so assuming the Colombia Cinderella story doesn't continue, then how about China? They're not necessarily a perennial power, but they're something to reckon with this time around.
Yeah, China's been interesting, too, because if you remember the notorious 99 World Cup, you know, that was sort of China's heyday of women's soccer. And since that game, they've sort of gone off the map, and here they are returning to the World Cup. And they are very young. I think they have the youngest squad at this World Cup, you know, a bunch of 19 and 20-year-old players. So they've been really interesting to see, too. They've I haven't seen them play a very challenging game yet, so I will be interested to see how they would do against the U.S.
The last men's World Cup was a real battle of different styles of play between Germany and Argentina. Are there different styles of play here? Is this going to be a quarterfinals and a single elimination tournament that is going to show a battle of styles?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's something that the U.S. team is really struggling with, of trying to play the style of soccer that they've been known to do so well, this more direct playing the ball forward in the air to Abby Wambach forward, who obviously is great in the air. And then, you know, some newer, younger players, Morgan Bryan and Megan Rapinoe, who like to be creative on the ball and build up the attack. And so the U.S. is really grappling with this change in style, and we've seen teams like Colombia, who they'll face tonight, who play much differently. They sort of sit in on the defense and look to counterattack and look to be really creative. And so, yeah, there will absolutely be this sort of different styles at play here in the Women's World Cup, too.
Are the Japanese beatable, do you think?
The Japanese definitely are beatable. It's the Germans, I think, that have so far to me looked unbeatable. So I would be thrilled to see a U.S.-Germany semifinal.
And is that likely? If the U.S. wins against China and Colombia, would they face Germany?
Correct. Germany will play France, and so that will be another huge quarterfinal game. So, but if they both teams win, they would face each other in the semifinals.
What do you make of support for the U.S. women's team coming from Americans? I mean, you know, we are used to an asymmetric level of support between the men and the women's game, and with all the scandals at FIFA, you know, this is a quiet story compared with other headlines coming out of the soccer world.
Yeah, I think this has been a really positive World Cup. I think I've read that these have been the highest rated watched soccer games, not just women's soccer games, but soccer games that have been aired on Fox. And I think there's been huge support in Canada. You know, they've joked that basically the Americans have had home field advantage at most of their games. The stadiums have been filled with American fans. And I hope that this, you know, that's what the goal is, that after the World Cup's ends, the momentum keeps rolling and people will watch them as they return to the U.S. and play in their domestic leagues and things. So
over at 538, they do everything by the numbers. But there's also a lot of emotional support with these players. Emotionally speaking, who do you think are going to be the big names if the U.S. makes it to the finals on this team?
I think Kristen Press, I've spoken about her before and is a former teammate of mine at Stanford, is just a phenomenal player. She's so smart. She's so skilled and just incredible at finishing. And we haven't really seen her click as well yet in the group stage. She had one goal in the opener against Australia. But I'm really looking forward to seeing her sort of break out in these next couple games against really hard teams. I think that's where she thrives. And I think she'll be phenomenal.
All right. We'll be watching. Allison McCann, former Boston Breaker, has been covering the women's games for 538. Thanks so much, Allison.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.